Welcome to the Munchkin Minute, your bi-weekly look into some tabletop gaming news and more. I'm your host, Dan Dan, the Board Game Man, and this is your news for March 25th, 2024. So, sorry about the delay, a week or so in the show, because last weekend was my anniversary, as we celebrate 22 amazing years of me fooling the most amazing woman in the world to be mine for eternity. And she has certainly earned her place in heaven being with me for that long. And as many of us, I'm sure most of you listening, we have outkicked our coverage for sure, and my wife is just an amazing person. So, that being said, this week I have a ton of crowdfunding. It seems this is kind of a ramping up of the year of that crowdfunding season along with con season. So I'll try to get through all of this news or releases quick so that I can get into all of these amazing crowdfunding because they are really, really good. And a lot of these seem great. So I hope I don't cause you to spend too much money this week. So first up, we've got some D&D Onslaught news because I absolutely love this game. So WizKids will release another starter set for D&D Onslaught. This is a really cool set. This is called Tendrils of the Lich? I don't know. I play enough D&D, but I never know. So we'll go with Tendrils of the Lich. This will be out in June. It'll be about $100, and it's worth it because it's a whole big set there. There's two new factions, six scenarios in that box as well. So there's tons to keep you busy. So again, it is a great, great board game. So this is going to have the Lord's Alliance and the Emerald Enclave. And you're going to be battling over the control of the city and the forest. But it's just a great game. Really cool, like, player versus environment type feel to it, and I can't get enough of this game. Such a great game. Next up, Ravensburger has announced a new Lorcana set, along with a really cool format as well. So first, the new set is Ursula's Return, which will be out in May this year. And the thing that I'm really excited about is the kind of the co-op or solo format as well. This is going to be Illumineer's Quest Deep Trouble. This will be a $60 kind of box, and it'll also be out in May. So this box will have a playmat for helping you kind of with the whole co-op play versus the kind of the AI. It'll also come with two decks and an Ursula deck. And I love the game, but to be able to play Lorcana solo and co-op is very, very cool. So it's just a really cool, chill CCG that I think is getting even better with the ability to play it solo. I wish more CCGs had better ways of playing it solo. I think the DC deck building game, which is not a CCG, it's a TCG or a deck building game, it also had an amazing, the new 52 or it was a Rebirth had the solo set, which was really, really good. So check that one out as well. But anyway, Lumineer's Quest, Deep Trouble, out in a couple months. Also from Ravensburger, another expansion. This is going to be the expansion day for sure. They announced a new Star Wars Villainous two-player set. This is an expansion and also kind of a new two-player rule set. This is a Revenge at Last. This will be out in July. And this one will be at $20, which is pretty cool. I guess, again, they're kind of going with all this whole Villainous thing. They're going with kind of a $10 per character, I guess. So you're looking at Revenge at Last. It'll be $20 for... You'll get Darth Maul and Captain Phasma in this box. So that's, a solid price. And I think you're going to be able to pre-order this in June, but you'll see it everywhere, I'm sure, in Target and all the others this summer. Next up, Restoration Games, another expansion. So releasing another Unmatched set. This is Slings and Arrows. This will be out in June. This will be $40. This will have Shakespeare, The Wayward Sisters, Hamlet, and Titania. Can't get enough Unmatched. Just to be able to use those characters and also use them in the Unmatched Adventures, which is the co-op one as well, is very, very cool. So Fantasy Flight will release Unfathomable from the Abyss, which is an expansion for Unfathomable. Unfathomable, if you remember, is kind of the updating of Battlestar Galactica. This one will be out. This expansion will be out in June. I'm pretty sure you need the base set of Unfathomable to play from the Abyss. This one will be $60. This has new characters, new monsters, and some tweaked rules from that one. Next up, this one will be about a year away, but it doesn't keep me from actually being ridiculously excited for an expansion to one of my favorite games, Mage Knight, from Vlada Shivadal and Czech Games Edition. But WizKids will be releasing, I believe WizKids took over that. Anyway, WizKids is going to be releasing the Apocalypse Dungeon, which is a new expansion for Mage Knight. That'll be out next year, like I said, in February of 25. This one will be $60, and it's going to require Mage Knight Ultimate Edition. Couldn't see anything written anywhere about using the other Mage Knight set from 2011, which is the one I have. I haven't actually gotten the Ultimate Edition. That's the newer set from 2018. In this one, you'll get a new playable hero, Coral, who wants revenge on the Apocalypse Cult. You'll also find new enemies, including the Four Horsemen and the Fearsome Apocalypse Dragon. You'll explore new tiles with new locations and challenges, and this is going to be a story-driven campaign with a bunch of new scenarios. It's just such a really good game. It's one of the original games that kind of brought deck building into kind of a dungeon crawler or larger campaign-y type setting. Again, whether you play this one solo or multiplayer, it's going to be great. So, and finally, and not actually an expansion, this one is called Isle of Night. This is Red Raven Games. This is a card game, kind of a smaller card game called Isle of Night. This will be out in May. I think this one's either $20 or $30. I didn't see what the price was going to be. This is a smaller game than what Red Raven normally has been putting out lately, which has kind of a larger expand-y and campaign-y type thing. But this is a really easy to learn and quick to play strategic, cool card game. This got some drafting, some set collection elements, and you're able kind of to change how the different sets that you will be getting are going to score throughout the game. So very cool. Again, they're calling it kind of like a fits-in-your-pocket type card game, which is basically just a smaller card game. So, but it looks very, very cool. And of course, you can't get any better than the lovable Ryan Lockett art. His art is just great. I absolutely love just the way he puts that little twist on the different art. Let's head on over to crowdfunding. Like I said, I've got a bunch here. And man, every one of these are ones that I kind of want to back. So first up, River Valley Glassworks. I've been talking about this one for a while, and it is now up on Kickstarter. This is from All Play, but it's basically the guys from Motor City Gameworks, Riddle, Pinchback, and Hill. Those are the guys behind Three Sisters, French Quarter, Fleet the Dice Game, and Fleet. That's not a Roll and Write. But it's a very cool one-hour wonder. It's kind of like an easier to learn or easier to parse Azul. This one is well funded, about a week and a half to go, and you can get in this one on a few different ways. There's some cooler, advanced or deluxified copies, 69 or 89. So how the game plays is you're going to be collecting River Valley glass. So the different glass that you have, which are little bits of pieces, basically little stones, that you're going to be putting on the river. Now, the river is going to be, I believe, 6 tiles long. And depending on where you put your glass, you can then take all the pieces from one side or the other of the one that you put it on. And then you get all those pieces and they go in your tableau. And you're going to be going from left to right of unique colors. And there's different rarities of the colors in the bag that will refill kind of the river and the different pieces that you kind of take from as they replace. They'll be replacing as you replace the tile, you will replace the kind of the glass that's going on there as well. So then you're going to be collecting sets from left to right. And then, of course, you're going to want to get the more higher, as you get the same colors, they will stack in a higher stack and it'll go up to about 4 high. And you want to get your highest stack to the right, which is more scoring pieces. Very easy, very clever way to play the game. 1 to 5 players. Very, very cool. And there's a little bit of an expansion in there as well that you can get. The art is by Andrew Bosley. And the game is just absolutely amazing. You can play it on BGA right now. So I highly recommend you check it out because then you'll be just hooked. And it's a great game. So I highly recommend this one. Next up, Etherstone. This is what they call an evolving card game designed by Virginio Gili and Simone Luciani. Those are kind of Cranio guys from Akitoka, the big design group in Italy. They put out some really good strategic heavier weight games. This one is kind of a card game. Kind of reminds me of Veil of Eternity in that you don't have a huge hand size, but you can do a lot of different things with the different cards that come into your hand. And kind of the way you play the game is very, very cool, very strategic. Another game that is well-funded. Very short little game, a short little time to get in on it. Some of these are kind of shorter. It's before the end of the week, so if you listen to this early enough, get in on it. Of course, every one of these campaigns that always ends generally has a way that you can back it late. So check this one out. You can get in on this one for about $33. And of course, there's a deluxe edition that's about $60 US. But check that one out. It looks really cool and has a good little weight to it. Next up, Galactic Cruise. This has got about a week and a half to go. Well funded. This is build and launch shuttles to send guests on a luxurious space vacation in this Euro-style board game. So this is a really cool, sprawling Euro game about kind of taking a big galactic cruise. I guess maybe you're going to Flotsam Paradise is what you're doing on the game without kind of all the craziness that ensues from the fifth element. But anyway, this is from Kinston Keys Games. You can get in on this one for about $89. And I believe it kind of goes up from there. Interesting art, very cool worker placement about going on a cruise in space. Check this one out as well. Next up, Inventors of the South Tigris. Now we're getting a little bit heavier into the South Tigris. You know, kind of you have the Architects of the West Kingdom and the Architects series. And now you've got kind of the South Tigris, which has just kind of been ramping up the weight, the Architects of the West Kingdom was kind of a medium, like lighter to medium weight series with architects, paladins, and viscounts. This one is Inventors of the South Tigris, and this is the South Tigris series, which is a lot heavier from Garfield Games and Shem Phillips, but it looks great. It is pretty heavy. You can get in on it for about $45 US, and it does go up. I think you can get even a higher kind of collector edition, which has all of the South Tigris games, which is kind of a, I believe it's Scholars, Inventors, Wayfarers, I think was the first one. Anyway, great game. Only a few days left on this one. Again, you'll probably be able to get it on a late pledge, but check it out, especially if you do like everything Garfield puts out, Garfield games between Shem Phillips and McDonald. Great series, great designers. Next up, Super Boss Monster, about a week and a half to go. I absolutely love the Boss Monster series. This is kind of like ramps up the kind of no more replayability to it. Very cool kind of play mats that you can get on it. This, they call it the Boss Monster Goes Next Gen. The Boss Monster is such a cool game. It's kind of like a guilty pleasure for me because we play all these heavier weight Euros. Then you've got a cool little card game like Boss Monster, which is an amazing game. So anyway, get on us the Boss Monster Next Generation from Brotherwise Games, Super Boss Monster. You can get on this one for about $30. And then of course you can get the higher ones where you're going to get some of the other neoprene mats, which you're going to want to get that super boss, which is going to have all the play mats, or the final boss, I think is the 91, which has all a bunch of different play mats and such. So really cool to see this, that they're putting this one out. Super Boss Monster, well funded. Next up, Shogun Revised Edition. This is by Queen Games. Got about a week and a half to go. This one is also well funded. You can get in on this for about $58 for the upgrade kit, or the revised special edition, which is out now, for $59. Or you can get the revised and upgrade kit for about $120. Anyway, Shogun is kind of the, it's the original Cube Tower game. You know, I love, you know, just using Cube Towers, whether it be Amerigo, Shogun. These games are just really cool to use. You kind of dropping cubes in. Some of them stay in there. Some of them come out. Wallenstein, I believe, was the original, which Shogun was kind of the remake of Wallenstein with the kind of the dice cube tower where things kind of stay in there. Very cool game. This is kind of a cool dudes on a map type way of fighting with the cube tower. But it's really cool. So check this one out if you kind of like that kind of original game of Shogun. But it's not for everybody. So, I mean, definitely check out kind of, if you don't know what it is, maybe try before you buy, or check out some of the videos, because this is an old kind of a longer, more strategic game. You know, not kind of like Marrakesh is the one, which the newer one, which was my game of the year last year, which kind of uses a cube tower as well from Queen Games, but a little bit different than that, a little different feel. This one by Dirk Hen, and just amazing art by Michael Menzel and Marco Fielder. So that one is Shogun, the revised edition. Another kind of updating of a game, Flashpoint Legacy of Flame. This is going to be out, it's ending very shortly. So you're going to want to get on this one pretty quickly. It is well funded. So Flashpoint was a game that came out after a pandemic. There's a bunch of kind of, I want to call them pandemic clones, but this is kind of like the next generation after kind of pandemic, where it has that feel. Because when you're just kind of putting out fires everywhere, like kind of you're doing in pandemic, you would call it quote unquote putting out fires all over the map. With the different diseases and such, Flashpoint, you're putting out literal fire. Well, not literal, but fires. You're a firefighter, so you're putting out fires all over kind of the house and the different maps here. This brings it to Legacy format, which is really cool. There was a lot of really cool stuff that came out for Flashpoint about 10 years ago, which kind of had player powers, extra maps, and kind of campaign to it. This gives a legacy element, and it's just a really cool game. I kind of thought, why would I need more Flashpoint? Until I saw all the stuff that was in this game, and they've got some really cool play elements, and they even have some kind of like scratch off stuff where kind of as you're advancing through the different game and different events and kind of the equipment, you're just kind of unlocking some really cool stuff. So this is indie boards and cards. You can get in this for about $60, or you can get all the extra stuff involved, including some of the earlier stuff. Well, you can get the all-in plus the stuff that I had from about 10 years ago for $180. But if you're just like me and you've played Flashpoint in the past and you just want to get that legacy element, only about $60. Again, well funded, and it only has a few days to go. Next up in Kickstarter, Armello the board game. Armello is a really cool game that was from that's on Steam right now. I haven't played a whole lot of it, but it definitely is a game that I really needed to check out, because I don't know how I missed playing this one. But I think I played a demo of it. It's really cool. This one is Armello the board game, and it has a lot of that kind of sprawling board game feel to it, in kind of a sandboxy feel. Now, the reason why I'm excited about this as well is the designer Rob Hinsu, also did Dragonfire, and also kind of a couple other games, the Epic Spell Wars, which I love. One of the Epic Spell Wars he was in on, and did the legendary Big Trouble in Little China. But I really love kind of the Dragonfire feel. So Armello has some cool, almost like deck building elements to it as well, but in a kind of a larger sandboxy game. It looks really cool. So if you're a fan of Armello, the kind of computer game, check this one out. The standard game edition gets for about $80, and you can get the collector's edition for $110, and then everything Armello for $150. Boy, I really want to get in this one. Looks really, really cool. So that is Armello, the board game, about a week and a half to go, and of course, well-funded. I don't know where all this money is coming from in the world, but every one of these campaigns has over $200,000. It's insane how much money is on Kickstarter now, and I want to back every one of these and can only back a few of them. So finally, from Kickstarter, and we've got two game found that'll be coming up in a second. Anyway, final on Kickstarter, Requiem Downfall of Magic, a co-op dark fantasy adventure set in Nova Estes and Black Rose War universe. You lead four heroes over the Empire, halt the spreading darkness. About 2 weeks to go, well-funded. This is from Ludius Magnus Studio, and this is, you know, what we would call a Dan game. An absolute Dan game. Almost reminds me of Oathsworn, kind of the way the story evolves and the way you're kind of playing different, you can play different characters. There's the four main characters. I'm not sure. It looks like you might have to play all of the characters for this whole game, but kind of the way the game evolves with the story and kind of branching narrative man, it looks really awesome. And you get in this one for about 65. I think the real game itself is 162, but if you've already got some, kind of that other game, you can get in on this for about $65. Hard to say there, but again, you're going to want to get this one at that 162 level, which is a hard sell, but it is looks like a lot of stuff in a box. So if you've got the money, that's definitely the way to go. But this is 100%, if you like my sort of games, again, like Oathsworn, like Frosthaven and stuff like that, it looks like the way to go, and that is Requiem Downfall of Magic. First up, oh, we're going to go a lot smaller now, but another great game from GameFound, Baseball Highlights 2045. They're putting out the Bases Loaded Edition and a new All-Star expansion. This is by Mike Fitzgerald, is who the designer is. He does amazing work on these kind of card games. Eagle Griffin putting this one out. Got a few days to go, but again, GameFound is different, where you can back it almost seems like forever. But Baseball Highlights 2045 is kind of a deck building kind of back and forth baseball game, where it simulates, I believe, three innings of gameplay. So much fun. And what you do kind of between games, this really shines at like the 4 to 6 player, because you're playing different people, and depending on how many players you play, and that's how many games you're going to play. And then you kind of get into this playoff format. It's really cool because you're adding players, you're kind of buying players after the game to add to your deck, and you're kind of sending guys down to the minors or getting rid of them, selling players, and getting kind of a really cool bigger kind of deck that you're going to use in the game as your team's expanding, a bigger team. And it's really cool the way the game plays, kind of a very much a rock, paper, scissors kind of gameplay to play this game. But Baseball Highlights 2045, absolutely amazing game, especially if you're a baseball fan and you kind of like card games. And finally today, we're going to talk about Roth. This is from Chip Theory Games. This is a pretty cool game. I love what Chip Theory Games does. And this designer is Manny Tremblay, and I like what he did. He's a co-designer of Dice Throne, and he was the artist in Wonderlands War and Radlands. I don't like this art style. I hope it kind of changes a little bit when the final game comes out, but the game looks pretty cool. So this is an area control game for 1 to 4 players. And it kind of, again, has your dice drafting and using the different dice in different ways and using it for kind of almost like a dudes on a map area control. And you also have different modes of play, which, again, I love because I love competitive, but I also love co-op and, of course, solo. You're going to be choosing the different factions, which are asymmetric factions, and playing in different ways. You're going to be vying control of this island of Roth, which is kind of like a battle island. And again, you're going to be drafting the dice to do different actions and gain resources and using them to put out your troops and attacking everybody. And you're trying to keep that area control. It's only $55 to get in there. So it is a good kind of price point to get in. And of course, they do a lot of great stuff. Chip Theory Games puts out a lot of great games. So I kind of makes me look past the art style in this one to get to the gameplay. Only plays 1 to 4 players, only plays in about an hour, so it's a really cool kind of 1 hour wonder as well, with some really deep good depth to it there. So definitely check that one out. So that was a bunch of crowdfunding, bunch of great news today. So thanks for joining me today. If you see any news you think I'd like to feature, definitely shoot me a message at GeekJockDan on Twitter, and also please check out majorspoilers.com, and of course Major Spoilers Discord, and all of that has great content by Steven and the rest of the Major Spoilers crew. And of course, check out my show, The Geek All Stars Podcast. As always, I am Dan, the Board Game Man, and I'll see everyone in a couple of weeks for another Munchkin Minute.
This podcast is copyright 2024 by Major Spoilers Entertainment, LLC.